What Makes Us Human, written by Luke O'Neill and read by Ruairi Conaghan. Some people think that life began with two hippies and a talking snake. Others believe in a giant cosmic egg or a rainbow serpent that shook the world into life. Some of these might be true, and certainly many millions of people still believe in some of these creation myths. But remember, as scientists, we need to take nobody's word for it and do our own investigations. So, what does the evidence tell us about the very important question, how did life begin on Earth? To try to answer this, we need to use everything that science has to throw at a problem, from chemistry to biology to geology and even astrophysics. It's a great puzzle, and science at its best is about solving puzzles. Still, scientists still have no full answer to the question of how rocks and minerals somehow formed a living thing. How could a lump of clay become alive? But there has been great progress, and we now have a reasonable understanding of how life began and of how that life led us to humans. Aging the Earth. But to figure that out, we first needed to understand what planet Earth itself is. Otherwise, it would be putting the cart before the horse, and the poor horse would be very confused. So how old is the Earth? Think back to something you did a year ago. We can grasp 10 years passing. It might be that long since you were born. But how about 1,000 years? 100,000 years? 1,000,000 years? Such time spans are well beyond our understanding. So it's understandable that, for many years, people thought the Earth was much younger than it actually is. An Irish bishop, James Ussher, gets the credit for the first attempt to figure out exactly how old our planet is. He went to the library to work it out, usually mainly the Bible for evidence. A library is a place where old people went to borrow books. Why bother when you can go online? His best guess was very specific. The Earth was created on the 22nd of October, 4004 BC. And he went even further, claiming that creation began at 6 p.m. and was finished by midnight that night. Just 6 hours. That's fast work. Just 12 episodes of your favourite TV show. Then, in 1899, another Irishman, a physicist this time, took another stab at it. John Jolly based his guess on how salty the oceans are, and there was no mention of vinegar, and came up with about 90 million years as the age of the Earth. Better, but not quite there yet. Finally, scientists managed to get it right with a method called radiometry, which measures the amount of radioactivity in rocks. Using this, they could figure out the age of the Earth, which is, drumroll please, 4.54 billion years old. We now know that when the solar system settled into its current layout, Earth formed when gravity, a universal force which pulls all matter together, pulled swirling gas and dust in to become the third planet from the sun. This took a lot longer than 6 hours. Sorry, Mr. Ussher. In fairness, lots of really smart people got things wrong along the way, but that's the beauty of science and learning. We can all make mistakes. That's part of working out the evidence and taking nobody's word for it. One supercell. Those rocks tell us more than just the age of the Earth. They also tell us that the atmosphere on the young Earth was full of toxic chemicals. This wasn't a very hospitable place for life to set up camp, so there was nobody home for millions of years. Instead, there was a vast, bubbling cauldron with random chemicals forming and being destroyed and reacting with one another. There was also heat from